You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Love Life with Katana Star.
Katana Star.
Live from katanastar.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Love Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, how you doing? Happy Friday for those in the South. Happy Thursday evening for those in the North. Been quite a big week energetically with the new moon, and good, perfect time as usual, I say this, for resetting intentions, transformation, and also manifestation. So over the next week or so, leading up to the full moon, it is the perfect timing to really prioritize what you want, get clear on what you want, and you know, either pragmatically put a plan in place to make it happen, or you can work with a little bit of magic. If that's the case, it's all about your intention and bringing into focus the direction that you're wanting to go. All right, I'm shuffling my deck as we speak and going to pull a collective message for those who are either watching and listening now or may stumble across it on their newsfeed later. This message might just be meant for you. And then hopefully we'll get a call through. All right, here we go. So here's the collective message for today. Two of Cups and the Ten of Wands. Okay, I feel as though I'm going to pause there because I can elaborate a little bit more on what these cards mean. But the Two of Cups signifying partnerships, relationships, friendships, and the Ten of Wands being next to this could, to me, indicate that, you know, a lot has been perhaps dumped on your shoulders a little bit. Maybe you're taking a little bit too much on in your role in the friendship, relationship, or whatever it is. And whilst there's success there with the Ten of Wands being a very successful card, it shows a lot of effort's gone into this, a lot of nurture, a lot of support given, very much so in the sense of, giving that person support where needed or advice or helping them through something. But it's also a reminder to be mindful of your own self-care, especially to do with relationships, because it's a give and take kind of energy. And if you're finding that you're the one that's always giving and giving, and even though there might be success there, is it really going anywhere for the other party? You know, I mean, are they becoming reliant on you? This is how very easily how relationships of codependency can happen. And look, we've all been there, or if you haven't been there yet, that's good, but it's something that's quite common. So just being mindful of your own priorities, your own needs, and sometimes trying not to be the martyr in a situation too, like, you know, your way's the highway, this is how it should be done, but then ultimately that will come back and bite you, because people will start to rely on you and they don't sort of develop their own resilience or ways of doing things. Now, I have got Suzette, is that how I pronounce your name, with me?
Hi, it's Suzette.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah? Okay, so what can I do for you this evening, Suzette?
If I could connect with my son.
Your son. You know, what's interesting is the Six of Cups came out the bottom of the deck when I was shuffling tonight, and that's often an indication of the kind of reading that I will do for the caller. So I kind of feel positive that he may come through. Did he die young, did he?
34.
That's young. Taken too soon.
Yes, me, it was.
Pardon?
Yeah, to me he was young.
Yeah, it is young. 34 is young. It's, you know, it's tragic. I'm really sorry to hear of your loss. I'm just focusing now, Suzette, because I use the cards as tools when I communicate with loved ones on the other side. Now, I'm feeling as though he will come through. Okay, I can't guarantee, but here we go. The Knight of Cups and the Sun. This might remind you of him. darker features, possibly him, yeah, like sort of mid-20s onwards in age group, and you said that he was 34. This is a guy who, you know, he was quite emotional, enjoyed life, liked getting out and about, and I guess enjoying the moment of things. Someone, you know, the Knight of Cups is often a perfectionist in their persona. You know, they're always looking for their next great love or their next great adventure or something like that, because they're still really working on that, honing within their own, I guess, self-love as well as confidence. But look, the strong message I'm getting for you next to the Sun here, and the Sun also signifies children, okay, he's wanting you to know, Suzette, that he's very much with you. He is okay. On the other side, it might not feel like it, but beyond the veil, there is a whole beautiful new realm that we can't even begin to fathom. And all the only way we can tap into it is by, practicing and tuning into your own intuition and meditating, quieting your mind. He wants you to know he's okay. He's there with you. He pops in and out between realms and stuff, but pay attention to your dreams as well. He may be visiting you in a dream sometime soon, or if not recently. We've got the Magician here. The Magician here, he's wanting you to know that everything is within your power to manifest, okay, where you're going. It's okay to move forward with your grief. So carry your grief with you, because it never goes away. But he said that he's feeling something's on your mind that you've been wanting to do, and there's almost like a feeling of guilt there that you don't want to do it. Does that make sense for you?
Right now with everything going on in my life, there's a lot of guilt.
There's a lot of guilt.
Not so much so much about him. It's more with other family members.
Yeah, and you're all still on your own individual healing journey as well, and he's aware of that too, that whatever's going on within the family, when we cross over, all those little things don't matter anymore. It might seem like big issues here and now in the time that we're in, but everything shifts perspectives. When you have that moment where you cross over, you kind of go through this soul review, this life reflection, and everything makes sense. You have this empathy and understand where people are at and why they do the things they do and how your actions impact on others. And he's recognizing that there's healing there and that it's taking time. The Chariot's here. There's progress happening here. Is somebody moving or perhaps thinking of relocating?
Not that I know of. I do have a daughter-in-law that's battling cancer, and that would be moving on to a different realm, but I think everybody's pretty much in place.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. That's what's going on for her. I see a journey here. There's the Chariot and the Six of Swords literally means a journey, okay? It can mean moving or relocating. I mean, it's also, you know, more a metaphorical journey if this is the case of being linked to the illness that she's battling at the moment. I'll see what else is coming around it. There's a big transformation coming up. So death doesn't mean physical death. It means transformation and change, okay? It can be scary and painful, but often it's something that's necessary. Do you know what I mean? That we have to go through in order to transform. Okay, I'm trying to feel his energy again. You're right. Keep going.
I do have a son that's going through some of the battles that my son that I lost gone away, and I see those struggles again. And he is on a journey of trying to get a sobriety from addiction and all that. So that's a big turmoil going on right now.
That's interesting you say that. You keep going, you're right, I'm listening.
What?
Sorry, did you say something? And I was going to say keep going.
Oh, no.
No. That's all right, well, I'll continue.
I'm hoping it's the journey of maybe him through, he's gone, my son is going through a journey, and I hope he's moving, you know, into a healthier situation.
I believe so. Yeah, I do see overcoming addiction and toxic behaviours and things like that, because this is all about life changes and choices as well. I feel that, you know, with the energy of the son that crossed over, he pops in and out quite regularly to be with all of the family, and he's recognising this journey and what people are going through. Massive blockages, though, with guilt. That was the main thing I'm getting. He's feeling as though any guilt that's being carried, please forgive yourself, please let go. It's okay. It's all going to make sense. He is very much still with you. There is a new beginning coming up here. Now, I'm feeling a little bit, do you have a daughter or is there a female in the family who may possibly be pregnant? Yeah. Because there's a new.
I have my son that died. I know there's I have a grandson that's wife is talking about babies but decided not to.
Well, there's a possibility of a pregnancy very soon. Okay. There's fresh new beginnings, fresh pregnancy, birth and start. I'll unpack this a little bit more. I'm not so much feeling the energy of the sun crossed over anymore. I think he's sort of just popped in to acknowledge the things that are going on in the family and you and the healing and the grief and But I want to know more about this new beginning, this pregnancy. Let's see. At the moment, somebody may be at a crossroads with something, this might possibly be a decision that someone's wanting to make on whether or not to pursue this, to try and have a pregnancy. And it's about it's finding the balance and weighing up the situation there. But within the next couple of weeks, you may be hearing some news there on either someone might want to start trying or they possibly will have news that there's a pregnancy there, Suzette. And if that's the case, yeah, it's a family member. I feel that very strongly, even though the card just says family support, comfort, stability. I feel this is going to bring a bit of comfort and joy to the family with all the difficulties that you're going through and everything that's going on. This is kind of going to bring you all together a bit more, and a reminder. People are going to just remember the importance of family and how much you mean to each other, because even though, you know, there's the male card again. Okay. It could be the other son, possibly, to do with that. But look, I've just been given the prompt that I've got 60 seconds left. I sort of haven't been able to go real deep with this reading because time's limited, as we know. But, yeah, there's the male and female cards that have both come out here. I actually do see a pregnancy or something like that that's going to bring a bit of comfort and joy to the family again and bring us closer together, isn't it? And just please remember your son is still with you always, okay? Talk to him at night, you know, and in your dreams. Pay attention to your dreams. I have a feeling he's going to be coming through soon. Okay. I must get going, everybody. 30 seconds. I hope that brought you some comfort, Suzette, and all best with your healing journey and everything else. Looking like positive things are coming within the family anyway. New beginnings. All right. Thanks so much, everyone. I'll be back same time next week. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you.